When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. I'm Ez.
And I'm Lottie.
And she's tired because it's late. And we gotta get up early, but friends, we just got done watching the first two episodes of the Ahsoka series. Full spoilers ahead. We're not gonna discuss a lot. We're coming back tomorrow. My guy Cameron is gonna be on here with us. We're breaking down the whole thing. We wanted to just turn the mics on and get just an initial thought out to you. Hopefully collect some transmissions, some messages, guys, whatever you want to send us, your thoughts on it. Because this thing was, knocked my socks off. I'm not wearing socks.
You are not.
Neither are you. And just so you guys know, it's a sock knocker. It's good. I mean, it's really good. The evil Galactic Empire has fallen and a new republic has risen to take its place. We knew that. Right. However, sinister agents are already at work to undermine the fragile peace. A plot is underway to find the lost Imperial Grand Admiral Thrawn and bring him out of exile. Once presumed dead, rumors are spreading of Thrawn's return, which would galvanize the Imperial Remnant and start another war. Former Jedi Knight Ahsoka Tano captured one of Thrawn's allies and learned of a secret map which is vital to the enemy's plan. Ahsoka now searches for the map as her prisoner Morgan Elsbeth is transported to the New Republic for trial. Friends, she never makes it to trial, just like Moff Gideon. What is up with the New Republic and their ability to transport prisoners all the way to trial? Kind of ridiculous. anyways, that's the opening crawl, though. And it's in red, it's dire, it's serious, and I just, I love it. I love it. I love the music. I've enjoyed this. I'm stoked. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? How'd you feel? Did you like it?
Yes, I found it very interesting. Like you said, the trailer was most of it was from the first two episodes.
Yes.
Which we've listened to other podcasts before, and some were trying to stay away from the trailers because they say often they reveal too much.
Yes.
I didn't think so at all this time.
Nope, me neither.
A really, really cool trailer, and most of it was from this episode. And do I want to have a Lothcat? Yes, I do.
Yes, you do, right? How many shots of the Lothcat were in there? That was wild.
That's
beautiful.
So cute, though.
They always kind of say that. I remember when they were doing the sequels, they were like, hey, the more you can get the droids in there, like BB-8, or the more you can get baby Grogu in there, or a Lothcat.
Oh, I know.
It's awesome. It's wonderful. Yeah, the going back to Lothal was something else. Really, I'm just kind of blown away. I just really thought that you can hear the tones and you can hear the music underneath.
Yeah.
That just pulls you back to Rebels.
Yes.
You know, and we had done on this podcast our Rebels rewatch. You guys can go check some of that stuff out. I mean, I'm so happy that you have that background, because Lottie was asking questions throughout this first two episodes and was just like, or noticing things like, is that the guy, is that the governor, is that Ryder Azadi, that's him, we're back on Lothal, there's a Lothcat, here's Hera, where's Jacen Syndulla, where's her son, you know?
Yeah, where is he,
where are these people at? I mean, it was just a
it was awesome seeing Ezra's old home.
Yes, it was.
I mean, yeah.
What did it feel like to see Sabine still there? We don't really know what happened between her and Ahsoka, right? That's still a mystery. You described it. Go ahead and tell folks how you described this, because I think you're kind of spot on. It's as if they broke up.
Oh, yeah.
It's like as
almost
if
like they were a couple of something and they broke up and now they're back together.
They're back together and nobody. Yeah, it's very strange. I mean, we know it's master and apprentice relationship, but like it's if you go back with the lens, like something were these guys happened. Together? Like what happened? It just felt. It's just the way they speak is, you know.
There's also cloaked. No explanation. When did Sabine actually discover her force abilities? When does, you know, we have to go back there at one point and, just figure out when, how did Ahsoka become her master?
Yeah.
By the way, Natasha is doing a fantastic job playing Sabine.
Sabine? Yes. Yes, she is.
She's a great Sabine.
She is. She really is. She got the mannerisms down. The voice, I thought a couple times it was wild just to hear, I don't know, like the cadence, because they really, I think they went back and kind of, like Rosario Dawson talks about this as well, trying to like bring the Ahsoka voice.
Yeah.
And again, the voice actors were so huge to those characters. So for us who kind of, I don't know, fell in love with that series and love the writing, the acting, the voice acting that goes into that and the animation, it was great. It was really great to see their costumes come to life, to hear them, to see like in live action, Lothal.
I know.
Beautiful. Just a beautiful planet. I loved it. Some nights, literally, I will try. I think of Lothal, and I think of the Lothwolves and them running out through there, and the music as it hits, and it feels like distant and mystical and mysterious, and it's just. Yeah. It's awesome. It's awesome. This is different, though. Mm-hmm. The Ahsoka series just, and I mean, it's similar to Rebels. I'm not trying to say that. I mean, it's different from other Star Wars. I feel like that we've had, like, it's very different from The Mandalorian. Right. Yeah. And it's got some deep lore. It's got some heavy hitting. I mean, Ahsoka is, my God, Ahsoka is the future of Star Wars. Ahsoka was the future of Star Wars when like Clone Wars hit and then Anakin's given an apprentice. And now she literally was the future of the Order, then is exiled from the Order, then comes in as a part of the rebellion. And then now she's out trying to find Ezra. It's got everything. This thing is loaded, and I just love it.
Isn't it wild that basically Anakin's line of masters continues on in Ahsoka and now in Sabine?
Yes, it is.
It
is. Well, okay. If you haven't had a chance, friends, go to StarWars.com or just go to their YouTube page, and they have all that master and apprentice stuff where they're talking about how important it is to. You know, the line of master and apprentices, or just the fact that like a great story kind of has that. And we're starting off with a history, and it's a kind of a great way to, we don't have to see a training montage. We don't have to see Sabine going through all the forms again. Like we know she was trained with Kanan.
Yeah.
We know she's now had some training with Ahsoka, even though it's off screen and we didn't see it. We just get to jump right in here. And first, she's in a full on lightsaber battle with Shin. Holy smokes, and gets stabbed. And I thought that was great. I know it sucks that it was. I'm sorry, guys. I love Sabine. I know you said that too. I was like, I said during the thing, I was like, I love Sabine. Every time she was like talking like to Ezra or about Ezra or like watching the thing, I just was, all the feels were there. But I think it's a great decision to have her face this other Padawan and this apprentice, and she's not ready.
No, yeah.
She's not ready. She's
she admitted that she didn't train.
Hu Yang said that. Yeah. He's like, hey, yeah, you, I mean, he talks about that with her and how she's this sort of whatever this riff is between her and Ahsoka.
Yeah.
He talks about it a lot with her, and he's trying to get her to come back, and I mean...
But in general, she seems a little lost because she's not even turning up to the events. She's supposed to be there to speak to the people of Lothal.
Yeah, for sure.
She can't even bring herself to do that.
Yeah, something's definitely going on. I mean, she's distant for, like, if you want to recall Rebels, I mean, she... Has strife between her and her people, the Mandalorian people. Was she there for them? They're scattered across the galaxy. Where is her mom and her brother and everyone? Like, what's happening there? And then she, again, her family is joins the rebellion. She stays in Lothal, and she's trying to do something for Ezra and is unable to do that. And there's everyone thinks he's gone. He's lost.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as we know, he is. We don't actually know if he really is alive. I mean, we can all kind of sit here and say, oh, yeah, for sure. But I mean, we're not so sure. I don't know the Ezra that we're going to see is the Ezra that they all remember.
That's
the thing. I mean, it's going to be
a shock, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely a shock. And it just dawned on me when we were watching this and they're all remembering him fondly and think, is he alive and blah, blah. I'm like, even if he is, he's held prisoner or something. The big one here, we said at the beginning of this, we're just raw reaction here, literally seconds ago, turned it off. Friends, there are other this is galaxies.
Yeah.
He's not just in the unknown region. They're in another daggone galaxy.
Which is pretty awesome.
Which is amazing. They've got like this, they're setting up the what was it called? The Eye of Sion or something like that. Mm-hmm. Some of that big ring.
Yes.
And they're gonna shoot off and open this portal, this gateway, and basically bring Thrawn back. And is Thrawn really talking to Morgan Elsbeth? I don't think. Can Thrawn talk to her? What's going on?
Something's up.
Something is way off. Do you know what I think? I'm going to throw an early prediction out here for you guys. I don't think she's talking to Thrawn at all. I don't know what's going on. But, I mean, I know Thrawn's coming back, but like...
You think she's misleading
them? I think whoever is in that galaxy is using Thrawn to get to this galaxy. I think Thrawn is held prisoner, possible. Ez likes to go crazy. I like
wow,
to go...
Wow, okay.
But, I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, if Thrawn could get back, why wouldn't he just, you know, he's relying on all these other people.
Yeah.
He's the last living Grand Admiral, which is a big deal. He could unite the Imperial Remnant. The Imperial Remnant would want that. Ezra banished him there. The Purrgil took them there. Could the Purrgil not take them back? Is there not a way that Ezra could do that? If you can go there, can't you come back?
Yeah.
Who captured Ezra and Thrawn and that group when they went to this galaxy? And if you heard the whispering and you heard all the different things that were kind of going on between Morgan Elsbeth and the witch and it seems like there's a thin space between time and space where all those pillars and the faces and the glowing orbs were at, you felt like she was being communicated with. She said it was Thrawn.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like Thrawn at all.
Nah.
Who is she talking to? I'm telling you right now that it's not anybody good. And I love this. This is the genius of this. And I don't know if anybody is catching the same thing here or not, but I would love to hear some more theory and speculation about this. I think tomorrow I'm going to break it all down with Cameron and go back over it and try to take some more detailed notes. Again, we wanted a raw reaction here for you guys, but he's held prisoner. And what I think about, I don't think Dave Filoni is going to do this, but I think there is a vulnerable galaxy. Mm-hmm. They kept talking about how vulnerable this is, and you've got the Imperial Remnant there. In Legends, the Imperial Remnant, to some degree, teamed up with the Galactic Alliance to stop an invading force from another galaxy.
Yeah.
It was the thing.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That would sort of bring and unite everybody because a bigger threat from another galaxy was coming. And everything that you read in the Thrawn books kind of indicates that there is a threat beyond the borders.
More.
Of the galaxy,
because you read those books, you know more.
Well, I mean, I don't need to know more. I just but where Thrawn's from is like the unknown regions.
Okay,
they showed a galactic map. I mean, we have a ball there where he's sort of Morgan has her hand on it, and you can see the galaxy. And they say this is our galaxy, right?
Right.
And then boom, beam of light goes out, and it hits another, basically the planet they're on now, which was the place, like a portal, whatever. I don't know what this is going to be. Where the eye, she's creating the Eye of Sion, and you can. I'm thinking Darth Sion here, by the way, too, which is crazy, and just shoot off into another galaxy, opening that up to bring Thrawn in. And I think Thrawn, I just don't know. I feel like he's gonna come. It's gonna open. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows, which is amazing. We're back to this is one of the most anticipated shows since they did the sequels. Since the sequels came out, I mean, like Mandalorian was something else for sure.
Yeah,
and there were some big hits with Luke Skywalker, and I mean, it's just some of the best Star Wars I've seen since Revenge of the Sith. Like, and it's only been two episodes, but wow. I'm really feeling it. I'm really feeling it, and I think so far it's got all the ingredients.
Yes.
For a great adventure. Like you're talking about things, you've got Bail and Skull there talking about Jedi lore that stretches back thousands and thousands of years ago, you know, fairy tales to the Jedi, to the children of the Jedi. Yeah. I mean, that reference was huge. So there's just, and by the way, again, I'm throwing everything I have at you guys right now, and I want transmissions if you don't mind, DMs, whatever you want, so I can discuss this more. Did you think Shin looked scared at points? What did you think about her?
A little bit, or unsure of their mission. Like,
what are they doing?
Yeah. Why are we doing this? And
yeah, and, yeah.
I mean, Baylan sounds like, oh, we're just gonna have all this power from Thrawn.
Power.
Yeah.
Power. Well, and what's his motivation? Look at the way. Look at their costumes.
Yeah.
Baylan is wearing darker robes.
Yeah.
Her robes are still gray. Slash.
Oh, you think?
Oh, she's totally gonna be. The light side is calling to her. She still had. There's. She wants to please her master. She has the Padawan braid, which is awesome. They've totally. He is a Jedi. He was there. Again. We identify his lightsaber, and we've heard the quote where he talks about Anakin and the Order. So we know there is something. We know that that he was trained by the Jedi. Yeah. He was trained at the temple, and so he's passed this on to Shin. Wherever he found her, however mm-hmm. he got away, I'm not sure, but he is training her as a Jedi Padawan.
Yeah.
And she just seems really unsure of all these things, but she definitely wants to please and do a good job, and she's a dedicated Padawan, which is awesome. But I just you watch her face around mm-hmm. like if you really watch her face in these first two episodes, go back and look and tell me her eyes don't look strained and scared and like she's moving around with her eyes a little bit. Like
yeah.
just watch her as other things are going on. There's a calmness to him. Ray Stevenson does an amazing job, and I'm so glad they gave him the little mention there at the beginning yeah. because he was such a good spirit, and it was so cool to see him at Celebration, and he is pulling off such an epic character here. Like at the end when he's yeah. talking about taking out Ahsoka, he's like, it'd be a shame. You talk yeah. about a gray Jedi, a guy with an orange lightsaber right now mm-hmm. who's like, ah, there's not too many of us that can wield the Force like this. I really would rather not take her out,
yeah.
but I'll do what I have to do. I mean, God. Guys, Tanya, I don't know. I loved it. I absolutely loved it, and I'm stoked.
Yeah.
There were so many references. I'm going to come back and do some more Easter eggs. It is late. We have curriculum night tomorrow. We have to get up super early. It's going to be a wild couple of days. But I wanted to get just some initial, you know, reactions to you guys because
yeah. One more thing.
Yeah.
I know it's not really has anything to do with the Ahsoka series, but I can't stop thinking about just Sabine and parallels to Grogu with her
yeah.
origins as a Mandalorian, raised
right.
Mandalorian, but now in the role of a Jedi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not really sure about that
yeah.
whole Master Apprentice Jedi stuff.
Yep, yep.
And goes back to her Mandalorian origins at the end of this episode, or the second episode.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. So. Well, and it's sort of like, I mean, yeah, that's a really
I mean,
good
she
point.
Also says yes to Ahsoka, so she tries to balance both of her, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's wearing. So I mean, she has a history with the Darksaber, which was a saber that I mean was created by the only Mandalorian Jedi that we know.
Yeah.
And so that saber has basically kind of indicated the leader of Mandalore. We know that it's broken now, but she found it. It came yeah. to her again, and she wielded it. She trained with it, so she's got history with that. She is a Mandalorian, and she looks like she's becoming a Jedi.
Yeah.
Flat out. And by the way, I was wrong too in our last podcast where mm-hmm. I said that she didn't have the Force. She 100%, I believe, has the. Everyone has the Force, as we say, but
yeah.
she is. I mean, she was able to wake the Bendu. He sensed conflict in her the same as he did with Kanan.
Yeah.
She runs with Lothwolves, you know? I mean, all these little tiny signs are there. They're all, like, just
And she wakes up right before the alarm goes off or the yeah. signal goes off and when she's at Ezra's place and Ahsoka's uh-huh. coming in. And right before that goes off, she already wakes up.
Right. Warnings. Little mm-hmm. warnings. She's having dreams and premonitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all of those things. And then at the end of Rebels and in this, she kind of, before Ezra ever says what he says in the final message of Rebels, she's like counting on me, right? She already knows what yeah. he's going to say before he says it. And it's just one little thing, but people can say what you want. I mean, there's evidence there that she actually does have some inkling of the Force, and she's just blocked majorly is not open to it. And yeah, she's going to need,
How do you think Ahsoka is handling it so far?
Terrible. First of all, I love Ahsoka, but I just know she has totally messed this whole, something is up.
Yeah.
She walked away from Sabine, and Kanan had trouble with Sabine. Mm. Kanan had trouble with Ezra. And it's just going to take some time. I think there's so much going on here. Now there's purpose. I feel like Sabine has purpose to go rescue Ezra. And so this is going to drive her maybe more with her training and stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's funny. That reminds me of, we just saw that one, Boba Fett episode. Was it Ahsoka who tells Luke that your Padawan is teaching the master or something like that?
Yes.
And
yes.
It's kind of ironic that now she's being taught by probably her Padawan.
Yeah. She does say, that's a really good point, because I heard people kind of on this episode was leaked a couple of days ago, I think, in some capacity, and people were talking about that episode. So I said, I got to go back and watch that episode and see what Ahsoka said to Luke Skywalker, because it is about Grogu, and he's like letting Grogu go.
Yeah.
She walked away from, so maybe there was a lesson from Ahsoka to Luke on how to handle Grogu. Maybe Ahsoka had learned, like, hey, I walked away from my Padawan. Yeah. I shouldn't have. And then Luke decides to give his Padawan a choice and sees that, you know, this is not right. And then now she's saying, I need to go back and make amends for the mistake that I made. But when and where and how, and Sabine is difficult and all those different things. So, and what's sort of been the big struggle is, yes, Ahsoka's like out kind of patrolling, looking for this threat. There's a vulnerable galaxy, a vulnerable New Republic. It's very fragile, right? It's new. And she's sensing things. She's hunting Thrawn. She's looking for Ezra, and she finds that piece, and she does bring it to Sabine, which is freaking awesome. Yeah. So, but I mean, I looked at this and I just went on. I just kept thinking to myself, there was a time in Star Wars where people were like, there were shirts that said Ahsoka lives, or like questioning, did she live? Because in Rebels, you know, as you know, when she fights Darth Vader, it looks, we know Vader lives, but we don't ever see Ahsoka after that until like the final season when Ezra pulls her out.
Yeah.
And until we thought she was gone, people thought that was her ending, and that Dave Filoni just didn't show it in Rebels. Well, sure enough, here he is pulling her out and saving her. I mean, it's just a crazy thing. So she lives, and I went on to say here, but what about Ezra? Does Ezra live? And will we see him? I'm just so curious. So I'm locked in, though. This show, I think, has everything, and I hope folks are also enjoying it. And there's tons of little Easter eggs. There's also tons of new stuff, which is good. And I thought General Syndulla looked good. Chopper was in there. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Tons of little Easter eggs, too, in terms of, like, droids, the 2-1-B medical droid, the HK assassin droids, and just lots of really, really neat stuff there. So still questions about who these characters are, what their motives are, what they're trying to get after. But I don't think it's going to be straightforward. I don't think Thrawn is calling to Morgan Elsbeth. I mean, maybe they're using Thrawn to call to her. I don't know what the deal is. Some secret. Because also, you know, Captain Pelion seems like, you know, when they had the Shadow Council, he kept talking about Thrawn.
True.
So who is communicating for Thrawn? Why is Thrawn not just directly communicating with these folks? Why is it... if he's that far away, if he's a whole galaxy of, like, away, he may not be able to. And they may have to be relying on some mystics to communicate for him.
Mm-hmm.
That could be, or they're using Thrawn, I'm not sure. So that's where we'll leave our short little reaction, because it is past our bedtime. Gosh, we are getting old, and we've got a bunch of youngsters coming in the morning we got to teach.
Hey, it was worth it. It was worth it.
I'm so glad they dropped it early. I normally don't have a chance to do this, and we typically do it like on Wednesday nights. So we do have guests lined up. So this first week, we've got my good friend Cameron Hansen. He'll be on tomorrow night. Again, another late night for us, but we'll get that out to you guys late.
Definitely make sure you listen to that. Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then we'll have, I think, almost every week, I think we'll have a different guest on. So I've got some lined up to come on and talk about Ahsoka. But I would love to share you guys' thoughts, and maybe get some thoughts from our council members as well, and do some follow-up streams on the weekend and stuff like that, because I think there's going to be a lot to unpack.
Yes.
So, all right, friends. Hey, with that, thank you guys so much. You can send us an email at StarWarsHangout77@gmail.com or hit me up on Instagram. Same thing, StarWarsHangout77. And with that, friends, may the Force be with you. We'll be right back.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.